This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Welcome, everybody. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are coming at you live from the Bollinger family household as we've been experiencing the truth about cancer and a very special awards gala. I have one of the award recipients with us to open the show in just a moment. We'll tell you about. I just want to give you a heads up on the show. We've got Alexandra Jameson. You know her from her book, Women, Food, and Desire. And she was also in Super Size Me, and she's done a lot of great work. She's going to be with me at the event in Davenport, Iowa next month as we kick off the new year. And, of course, we've got Dr. Syed Shah, who will also be there, a medical doctor, integrative physician we're going to talk to. But first, Captain Morgan is here with us in Tennessee. How did you get here, Captain?
Ahoy! I sailed my ship through the mountains.
It's impressive the technology you have, you millennials.
Yes.
And we're going to do a very special Freshman Friday because we're also joined by Polly Tommy.
Hello, hello.
You know Welcome. Polly from the movie Vaxxed and all the work that the Vax Bus is doing around the country. And I just, you both light up a room. Thank you for being here with me.
That old charmer.
No, it's true. I love you guys. You know
we
that.
We love you too.
And
yes.
The work you're both doing to help this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty reach where it needs to reach all the families that have been dealing with vaccine injury and kids in the autism spectrum. Polly, what we do normally on Friday, we open the show and we do something called Freshman Friday, thanks to Kat Morgan. She's a millennial variety kind of gal, and she's keeping it real for me.
I feel
me.
Like on some level that's a little bit ageist, but I'm going to let it slide.
Well, you
and
know,
I'll wear the badge with honor.
You call me an old man from time to time, so maybe a little tit for tat there, but keeping it real. And what's your experience been like here at the Truth About Cancer Gala? You have been honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award along with Del Bigtree and Andy Wakefield. Andy couldn't be here, but it was great to see you guys receive that.
Well, I mean, and also, but I mean, that's really, we accept that. It feels uncomfortable taking an award when there's so much pain and suffering still out there, mm-hmm. but it's on behalf of the parents and the children. But here's the thing, being in this house or being with these people reminds me you never stop learning.
Mm-hmm.
So we met someone who talked about the importance of clean water. We've met someone talking about GMOs. Of course, we've got the autism, the vaccines, just about every single label. But the main thing for me is organic food. I've let it slip a bit.
Mm.
And being on the bus,
sure.
I've eaten badly, and I can feel it.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go back, and I'm going to up the game again, because these people have reminded us the importance mm-hmm. and why.
Mm-hmm. The cleaning mm-hmm. food, Captain. Is that like a good Freshman Friday topic?
I think so, and even beyond just the, you know, clean food aspect of it, I appreciate the message that Polly is sharing that depending on who you're surrounding yourself with, your life so quickly reflects it. And if you feel like there's something that's of value to you, yet you continue to surround yourself with people that don't find that same value, it can be really hard to keep yourself on the straight and narrow, whether it comes to food or water or, you know, exercise or what have you. And somewhere down the line, we all end up paying for it, you know. Nobody's body is bulletproof, so.
Yeah, well, I learned that early on. 0 to 24, I was on chemically grown food, drugs from doctors. You know, I had all kinds of ailments for those years until I went organic. That was the big thing when I was 24, meeting a homeopathic doctor who said, your liver is toxic. You've got to clean up what goes into your body.
Mm.
And I thought, okay. That makes sense, actually. No doctor even said anything so simple as that. And so I switched over to my organic food at the time. It was like very rare and expensive compared to what it is today.
Mm.
And I never looked back because it actually did make a difference.
What do you do, though, when you're staying in hotels and things like that and there's just no organic food to be found? What do you do?
Well, it's just...
Robert starves himself.
I fast. No, don't. I mean, look at me. How much extra body weight I have.
You would rather not eat than...
And this is the reason why. It's not because I have an irrational fear of pesticides, right? I don't like them, but I recognize in my own body's experience the misery that I felt in the first 24 years of my life eating food like that. History. Like if I eat that kind of way or if somebody tries to sneak some food in me, I'm like, I just don't feel the same. I appreciate feeling really good so much based on not for most of my early life mm-hmm. that it becomes that valuable. Now, if you hadn't had that experience, people say, well, it's not that valuable, is it? Really? And that's what kind of what you were sharing, Polly, about the interaction with people here, Tan. It
unbelievable,
is.
Unbelievable, yeah. What do you do if you're invited to a dinner party or come and have breakfast or something and you know the food in front of you is not organic?
Well, they know me. And, of course, at this point, if they're inviting me, they do so at their own risk and peril. But, you know, if we're going to a place, like, for instance, we were invited to a beautiful Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful house like this, even bigger, with 40 people at least. And
yep.
We brought a food. Captain, you were there, right?
I was. I found out the day before the event I needed to bring a side dish for 45 people.
And
you
did something so delicious. You made, you had an organic salad of some kind?
Yeah, we did an organic salad with, walnuts and cranberries and balsamic dressing. And then we did a... like baked green beans with some bacon and oils and
clean,
stuff like
clean,
that.
Clean. Now, I knew that. So going in, like I said, the consciousness has shifted, Polly. When I first being invited to these, I couldn't eat a thing. I would be brown bagging it or I'd eat before I go. And very politely, I would drink water. But I would explain to the hosts, I'm not offended by you guys eating this way. But you understand this is a health issue for me. So I try to diffuse any tension there. But it is a real issue in the holiday season because you're going to these things. So I found out what we could eat. My wife made organic sweet potatoes. And then we had, stuffing, organic stuff. We had more stuffing for a football team. We had organic stuffing, which was great. So we managed to navigate it. But then, you know, as I saw some of the sweet potatoes, look wonderful, and they threw out some Kraft marshmallows, which are GMO sugar, and everything. I'm like, no, but you can't bring that up at that moment. You just bless it, and you say, all right, for me, I can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of what it used to be like, it was a little awkward at first, or like people would invite me out to dinner. I'll go out to dinner. I'm not eating anything. I'm just enjoying their company, and it was awkward for them at first, and then after years and years of this, they would see it, and they go, okay, he's not playing around. This is for real. This is who he is, as opposed to trying to be annoying to us. So some of it's teaching the people around you, you know, what's important to you. And if they don't value what you find important, it doesn't matter if they value it for themselves, but if they value it for you, then they're real friends of yours, they're real family of yours.
Mm-hmm.
They're the people you can be around, and they love you no matter what. And that's always the case, isn't it?
There's just not enough organic restaurants out there, guys.
Oh, I agree. No, we're well short of where I'd like it to be. It's changing. I find it. You know, we have now these apps on the thing. I'll go into stores like Jeffrey Smith and I, who you talked to about the GMO thing, we went and had a little bit of sushi at the Opryland Hotel there that we were at, and we asked pointed questions about what oil are you using, you know, what is this, and you know, what's real and what's fake, right? And we went through with our Egyptian waitress and then the Asian chef, and then she, after a while, after it was really confusing, then she comes out with this bottle of organic non-GMO soy sauce.
Nice.
So we didn't expect that. It was a nice gift, and we weren't trying to be annoying. We were very understanding because we expect that people don't know, even though I love that they would or should. But we sort of know. We have an inclination. We have an intuition about what's happening, yet it's awkward for us sometimes to talk to our friends who don't know. Should we just be quiet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a valid question, Polly. All of us have that because we interact with people that are not aware of our dietary restrictions, needs, or what we find important.
Well, I'm just so glad today that we've been with all these people. I've learned so much. And like I say, it's a reminder, we have to keep educating ourselves. It's so easy to slip.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I think we can be educating ourselves, the easier it is then to regurgitate that knowledge to people who didn't have the opportunity to be here today, right? And we get to go and share that with them. So even if you feel like maybe you already know, I feel like it never hurts to hear it again, or maybe in a fresh way, and then you have those words then to share with somebody else who maybe just needs to hear it for the 400th time before they're ready to really you know, make some shifts in their own life.
Right. And remember your value system. It's not about what you value. Ultimately, it's about whether you value yourself. Now, I recognize that people that don't eat clean food, I'm not saying that they find themselves worthless, except that they might not be aware of how much damage they're doing by eating food that's just everybody eats, mm-hmm. right? Because this is the culture I grew up in, too. And even in England, it's been that. Although, because of the mad cow scare that happened years ago there, they almost leapfrog over us in terms of organic in the grocery stores. I noticed when I went to England one time many years ago, I was like, man, they've got more in the regular stores than we do in America at the time, because there was a fear that crept up at that moment. So oftentimes it is fear-based, and fear is not all bad, right? When you're frightened to go jump off a cliff, that's a survival mechanism. Mm. But when we recognize the danger of pesticides, of GMOs, then we begin to make better decisions. But if we're convinced that it doesn't have anything to do with anything, then we'll continue taking drugs like I did for the first 18, 19 years of my life, because the doctor said, hey, you've got a stomach problem, here's a drug. Got stomach problem, no more. And it didn't address the problem. It covered up the symptom. But that's our culture in the West still.
Which reminds me, I met a lovely lady who mm-hmm. talked about when she was a drug rep as well. So
yep.
I have learned so much today. If we could just interview everyone in here over and over again.
Isn't this cool?
Yeah.
Because you know what the difference is, I think, is that these people are so passionate. Like, they are completely all in for whatever it is they're trying to do, like you said, clean water or organics or, you know, vaccines or whatever it is. They are trying so hard and they're so focused. And it's inspiring to be around that kind of energy that, you know, each of us is worth making the commitment to ourselves to keep educating ourselves and keep taking steps forward to be the best that we can be, because then you can give your best back to the world.
I feel bad for people who don't have any money at all.
Sure. No, we lack compassion in talking about this, because some people will say, oh, you're just elitist because you want to eat organic. Or now the DSM-5 and the chiropractic, psychiatric Bible, as they say, says that I'm orthorexic. Have you heard this term?
Yes, I have.
Right? Because I don't want to eat pesticide-laden foods. Now, as I said, I don't perceive myself to be obsessive about it. I've just found what works for me, and I'm not telling other people what to do. I'm trying to lead by example, hopefully. And when they ask questions like this on a Freshman Friday, I'm happy to communicate it. But the reality is, if they twist food, right? Because it used to all be food, right? Now you have to say organic, or in France they say biologique, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to value food, but we've got to value ourselves and recognize the connection, the relationship between us and food and real food. We're going to take a break. I've got Alexandra Jameson. She used to be known as Healthy Chef Alex. I'm going to talk to her a couple of segments on her perspective on women, food, and desire, and more. And then you guys can stick around, come back at the end of the hour. We'll do a follow-up on this. Awesome stuff. RobertScottBell.com. Links are up in the show notes, as well as check out the Vax Bus. They'll be going on tour again probably in the new year.
Yes,
we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Captain Morgan, great Freshman Friday. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming event, the new year, the first big event of the new year, in fact, is going to be in Davenport, Iowa, January the 7th, 2017. And one of the bright lights that's going to be there featured with me is Alex Jameson. I used to know her as Healthy Chef Alex. Of course, she was in Super Size Me and more, and she's doing incredible work. Her new book, Women, Food, and Desire. And we're going to be talking about not only healing the gut, but healing the emotions, the things that really precede so many of these things that are mysterious when we're trying to get well and stay well. Alex, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to hear your voice.
Well, it's great to hear your voice, and I can't wait to see you. You've been doing so much work. I joke you're so busy that I wasn't sure how to reach you, but when I found out that Joni Abbott had invited you as well through the Mandala Integrative Medical Center there in Davenport, that I thought, it's going to be a reunion.
Yes, I'm so excited. It's going to be a great event.
So the book Women, Food, and Desire came out, I don't know, about a year or so ago, and you talk about healing on levels that, you know, in a very candid way, that not everybody goes there. And I think it's so important because particularly with, like, the difficulty in, let's say, getting healthy or losing weight, that some people focus only on the issue of food, which is very important. You and I both know that. But the emotional state may be that hidden, more difficult side of this.
Absolutely. And I have so many women who follow me or take my programs, and they confess to me with this regret in their voice, "Alex, I've failed every diet I've ever tried." And I look at them and say, "Sweetheart, they have failed you. Most of the diet industrial complex is only focused on fake food, calorie restriction, or just weight loss at any measure, right? That's all we focus on is the weight loss. But what's really happening is that yes, we need the nutrition. Yes, we need the gut healing. And a huge part of healing is the emotional aspect. We are emotional creatures. Our bodies hold on to past trauma. If we live in a toxic environment or have toxic relationships or have really negative self-talk and no one to support us through that, then we can't get to the other side of it. We can't make lasting, sustainable change. So my efforts are really to help bridge those two things, the functional nutrition and the positive psychology, the emotional eating.
What is it about the experience of being a woman in a Western world? Of course, we, you know, we can talk about certain cultures that just don't even acknowledge women's anything, but still there's work to be done, and there's a vulnerability associated with being a female in the culture. And I, and again, as a homeopath, I work with folks, male and female, but a lot of women that can't seem to get where they want to go in terms of body image or otherwise, and we'll clean up their diet, we'll make them recognize the value of organic food versus pesticide-laden foods, but there's this holding on to something, and it's always coming back to emotional experience.
Yeah, I start off every talk, every lecture I give now with this idea. We can't talk about any aspect of women's health without acknowledging the fact that it feels unsafe to be a woman. Every woman has experienced some kind of trauma, rape, sexual abuse. They've been followed, they've been trolled, they've been bullied, all because we are in this female body. And when it feels unsafe to be a woman, your body can never quite relax. And getting even more attention because of your body feels unsafe. So I've talked with many women who have actually started to lose the weight. They've done my programs. They're really eating well, eating healthy. They're moving in a sustainable way. And someone in their life will tease them or make fun of how they're eating now, or even a husband saying something like a joke, like, oh, if you get skinny, are you going to leave me? That actually makes us afraid to lose weight. And when women are catcalled on the street, which I live in New York City and there's a lot of people on the street, so I see it more often here because there's so many people out, but it happens around the world. It happens everywhere. When we are singled out for our physical body, it feels unsafe. Every woman I know can point to that happening.
Well, this is the importance of not only, you know, what you've been studying and reaching out to folks, but why we're getting together in Davenport, Iowa in the new year, January the 7th, for a very special event. Alex is going to be also one of the featured speakers, and we're going to talk more about her experience, what you can learn by getting Women, Food, and Desire, her new book as well. And I encourage you to check out the links to AlexandraJameson.com. They're in the show notes today at RobertScottBell.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. matters. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. My guest this hour, Alexandra Jameson. And she's really just a spirit, a light. I just remember you, Alex, from all the Health Freedom Expos, and your smile could light up, and it did. It light up a room, make me smile all the time. You've been through a lot in your lifetime, experiencing so many things, and now you're really, I believe, empowering not only women, but men. You mentioned men, the tips that we need to how to interact and not trigger things that we have no earthly idea about in terms of helping those we love.
Absolutely. Every man listening has a woman in his life that he loves and respects. And he may not understand that so much of women's self-esteem, self-worth, and her ability to follow through on her health goals is all tied together with her belief in how worthy she is. So weight for women is this very complex thing. It's an incredibly emotional thing, and men in general don't experience that level of complexity with food. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're supposed to be the moms who show love through food, and we feel this incredible pressure to be perfect, to provide everyone a beautiful experience at every meal. And when we're also struggling with our own health and our own weight, and this, sadly, you know, violent world where women are a majority of the victims of abuse and violence, then it's all so complex, and we really need men and women to support each other so that we can all get healthier.
Now, Alex, one of the things you talk about a lot, Carl, cravings, and I grew up on a standard American diet, pharmaceutical family. I was on drugs all the time. I didn't know what my body was saying, but the doctors told me if my body said something, here's a drug, it'll go away. Of course, that's shutting down a communication tool of the cells. So when we have cravings, oftentimes I say when we're really toxic, I think those cravings may not be communicating clearly what they're trying to tell us, and we end up doing the wrong thing. We end up abusing our bodies further with choices that are not beneficial to us. So I lay that out in terms of physiological toxicity, but as well as the emotional messaging, and I know you've got a lot of expertise here. I think I just want to be quiet and listen to what you have to say.
Well, this is something that I'm going to go into really in depth at the event in Iowa next month, but I've worked with thousands of women over the last 15 years. I've seen that there are four root causes to our cravings. And if you really want to get healthy, if you really want to break through those barriers and challenges with your health and your body, learning to listen to your body and your cravings are the language. Your cravings are the language of your body. So here's the deal. Your cravings can come from four sources. And the first is bacterial, and this is so important. And really, you know, the gut microbiome is like the Wild West of health and nutrition these days, isn't it? It's
yes.
Like, whoa, there's a whole new adventure for us to explore. But we now know that the bacteria and yeasts in our body actually communicate with our brain via the vagus nerve. So I used to jokingly call them the beast within or the puppet master. Well, It's true. The bacteria in your body crave certain foods. And when you have an overgrowth of the quote-unquote bad bacteria or yeasts like candida, they will scream, they will shout out, send messages to your body and your brain, I need sugar. So if you've ever tried to go off sugar and you're battling candida, and you're, let's say it's hour 24 or you're 36 hours into a sugar-free diet and you feel like you're dying, it's because part of you is dying. Those cells and bacteria and yeasts are crying out. They're dying. So part of you is actually dying off.
Wow.
And that bacterial root cause of cravings is super real. It's very real. So there's a lot you can do with naturally fermented foods, and you have to eliminate certain things. Sugar is just one of them. But then there's the nutritional cravings. Mm-hmm. Your body will actually crave what it needs, but it speaks loudest in the foods that you know best. And what I mean by that is, one of the major nutritional deficiencies that women especially are walking around with, we are so deficient in magnesium, right? This is something that came up at the expo that you and I spoke at all the time. There was always a magnesium panel.
Yes.
And what's one of the most popular food for women especially that contains actually a nice supply of magnesium?
If you say chocolate. I'm going to have some right now. Yeah, exactly. Chocolate-magnesium connection.
Yeah. So it's especially true around our menstrual cycle, mm-hmm. when the body actually needs more minerals. So think about that. Like, your body actually needs what it's asking for. And that's remarkable. So actually something I give out during all my lectures. So if you come to Iowa, you're going to get this 4-page handout of all the nutritional craving swaps. So rather than being beholden to chocolate all the time, you can actually eat hemp seeds, chia seeds, certain seed vegetables, the foods that are going to give you what you need so that those nutritional cravings will die down on their own. No willpower required.
Nice. Now, you mentioned the bacterial. Okay, that's big because the microbiome is something we talk about all the time here as well. The nutritional, I love that you brought up magnesium as well. And, of course, all of these are interrelated. kid. But there's a 3 and there's a 4. I mean, it's amazing how much you can do just with the 1 and the 2.
Right, right. Believe me. And then there's the 2 that no one ever talks about. The 2 root causes of cravings I alluded to earlier, the emotional cravings and the physical cravings. So just to touch back the emotional cravings, we are emotional creatures. Everyone you know, even the big muscly guy at the gym drinking muscle milk after his workouts, he's drinking that based on an emotional reason. Okay? So we are all emotional eaters. That's kind of a relief when I tell that to women. They're like, oh, it's not just me. I'm like, girl, no, it is everybody. Everybody. Doesn't matter your sex, gender, nothing. So what is required then is to get brave, get vulnerable, and get some community who can support you as you explore those emotions. Now, for a lot of us, women especially, that requires us finding our voice, being more brave, speaking up, telling the people in our lives who are stressing us out that we actually need their support in other ways, having the tough conversations that need to be had, rather than ignoring it and stuffing it down with food or trying to placate the static in our bodies that happens because of those emotional encounters.
Now,
and then finally,
you're moving obviously to the physical thing here, and we look at the cycles of life as well, and you probably get into that and understand that, but, you know, when we're youth, what we're like physically, when we're in the middle age, when we're old, how does this relate, again, to all of these things? And the thing is, if we are able to address the bacterial, the nutritional, and the emotional, how will that manifest physically, even, in old age? That's fascinating to me.
Yeah, well, in every age, and I'll start with babies.
Mm-hmm.
So we have very good evidence that children who are not held, children who are devoid of touch, cuddling, holding, they will develop emotional problems. There's very good studies on this, that children actually need a lot of hugging, a lot of holding to be healthy, to develop a healthy nervous system. It's called entrainment. You know, we release oxytocin together. It's very calming, that bonding hormone. There's kangaroo care that happens with preemie babies. You know, now they put the baby naked, skin-to-skin on a parent's chest, and that skin-to-skin touch actually helps the baby grow and develop and thrive.
Yes.
Well, guess what? Adults need that, too. We need so much more physical, soothing, calming attention. We need pleasure. We need play. We need physical connection, whether that's a hug, a lot of hugs, by the way. Some scientists say you need 8 to 10 hugs a day of at least 4 seconds apiece.
I was always a big fan of Leo Biscaglia. I mean, he was great all the way back in the day. He knew about the power of hugs.
Yeah, it's huge. You cannot be underplayed. It's so soothing. It's so calming for our nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And we need pleasure. If the only source of pleasure and fun, physical pleasure in your life is food, then that's all you're going to go for. Unfortunately, we have a very puritanical culture. And again, this goes back to women feeling afraid to be in their bodies. Women have to walk this tightrope of either too prudish, too cold, or too slutty. And the line is always changing, right? So we are always trying to figure out everybody else's intentions and attitudes and judgments toward us before we take a step. Well, in fact, like, our bodies, men and women, are built for pleasure. You know, it feels good to, like, just really soothingly, like, touching your own skin. Sex is so important. Self-stimulation is so important. All of these things matter. But when we don't feel safe or worthy enough to seek other kinds of pleasure besides food, then those emotional eating behaviors are going to stay stuck in place.
So what you're striving for is a balance, to recognize that, you know, as physical beings, we have all of these a wide variety of needs. And the question is, you know, how is it that we can deal? Because some of this is there's emotional resistance to what you're saying in many people.
Absolutely. And I have worked with many women who grew up in certain religions, a wide variety of religions in their home, and they were taught that physical pleasure was evil, was a sin. But when I look back at even earlier religions and world religions, I see that there's been a great history acknowledging the divinity of our physical bodies. And I think that's a really important conversation to have. And I so welcome different opinions in all of this. We can't be divided. I really think we need to come together and talk face to face, share our opinions, hear each other. You know, that's the only way any of us are going to move forward, whatever, in whatever way is best for you in your individual body and life. We need to share this and talk with each other. And sadly, that's not something that's happening enough.
Well, I agree. And the thing is about communication. We started our discussion there about the communication of the cells and understanding and interpreting their language correctly for our benefit as opposed to our detriment. And Alex Dranger Jameson, you're doing such wonderful work. I love you dearly. You know that. And I appreciate the fact that you're just so resilient. You keep talking about these things and sometimes in the face of those who don't want to talk about this stuff. And we'll get together, all of us, in Davenport, Iowa, January the 7th, 2017. So I look forward to seeing you there.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much, Robert. Great to hear your voice. Can't wait to see you.
Yeah, everybody check out Alexandra Jameson online. Also her book, Women, Food, and Desire. And we'll all get together and talk about this and a whole lot more healing next year. But it's almost here. So we'll be right back to wrap up this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baratiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it. Thanks to Alex Jameson for being on board today, and talking about the depths of the female experience that she's talks about so well. And she references food and cravings and valuing yourself as such. And we were talking about that as we opened up Freshman Friday today. We can kind of continue. Cap Morgan is here. Polly Tommy is here. Links are up in the show notes as well. Polly, is there any other thoughts? Because you said being around the folks here at Ty Bollinger's place, man, it's a great place to learn.
Unreal. I slightly don't want to leave. I want to stay here forever. Just brilliant brains, brilliant people. And as I said, Paul, reminding you that you just got to keep learning and keep pushing each other, reminding them this is what's in a vaccine, this is what's in your water, this is what's in your food. And also we were talking about how we felt sorry for people who have actually no money at all. I mean, I know what that's like because I've been there many times. Mm-hmm. And not being able to afford the food that you want.
Right.
Feed your children. I mean, it's so sad that organic food is, I mean, organic chicken is really expensive. And if you've got a big family, it's tough.
Right. You know, and I've said this, and I'm not the first to say it. You know, if you think organic food is expensive, have you priced cancer lately? Okay, that's a perspective, right? But a lot of folks don't have that connection yet. So it's still hard to say, well, why should I spend X number of dollars per pound more? And until we recognize that, then we won't value it in the same way I value it or you may value it now. And then at that point, you will do whatever it takes. And I'm not saying steal, but, you know, you will. What do I have to do? Have my own chickens? Do I have to grow my own food? What do I have to do, right, to make this happen when it becomes that valuable? Now, so many of us in the West, in America, we have life pretty easy. I have to say that. Even if we're poor in America, we're much wealthier than sometimes the middle class of an African nation, just perspective wise. And so we look at what are we spending our money on? How much of that money is really not going to uplift and heal us and our children that we can actually redirect? And suddenly we say, oh, I do have that money. I thought I didn't. Now, I know there are destitute situations, so I can't argue and talk about everybody, but there are many cases in between.
Do you know, I felt really, sometimes we go and help the homeless at our church, and our church gives lots of money out. But where I was horrified with the food that they're feeding the homeless.
Absolutely.
So they've got all this money and they're chucking it here and building wells in Africa, all brilliant stuff. Yet the homeless people in Austin are being fed the cheapest white bread with something that they call meat, doesn't even look like meat.
Right.
And they're handing out this vile food. We've got a lot of educating to do because my church do not understand about good food.
Right. Yeah.
It's all but quantity for food. They do so much good work.
The church has been a place that, you know, while trying to nourish you spiritually, forgot about the temple that we live in, the body, and how to nourish it. The fried chicken parties, the donuts, the all of those things, the GMOs that are involved there. And not to be blasphemous, but I think they've lost their way.
We had a great conversation, Del Bigtree and I, on the way over here about how the churches, as well as many other clubs and societies, have, you know, been so focused on, you know, their one little piece of, you know, saving humanity, and then they have decided that the government and the CDC and everybody else can take care of all the rest of the stuff. And it's really on us to educate ourselves. And anytime you want to see change, it's going to be an uphill battle. So, I mean, I would encourage people to not be discouraged, to voice that, you know, in their communities and in their congregations. And it's just one more argument that, you know, GMOs are not solving the world's problems. So much food goes to waste every single day. People don't need to be starving. It's reallocation of resources. And if everybody was allowed to grow a garden and have a chicken in their backyard, families wouldn't go hungry.
And it used to be normal.
I would love to say to the church, okay, what's your budget for the homeless? Give it to Bella, and she will give them something that is worth eating, and then go and see what their face is when they eating a pellet. Bella's my daughter.
Oh, okay.
She's a bright light.
She can make if you're addicted to Snickers bars, she can take a paleo version of a Snickers bar and feed
nice.
It to you.
Clean version,
nice.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've got to do something, guys.
We do.
We've got to clean it all up.
It starts at home. Every single person can give a little pushback, give their time, give some ideas. And you can make a change. It does take some work.
Say what you will about the French, but they appreciate their food. Don't mess with their food, right?
They drink a lot of red wine.
They do as well. But and I say this in the sense that culturally, we're a young country in America, and we somehow lost sight of how valuable real food is, and taking the time to enjoy it. And you know, so it's a cultural shift. And I know this is my culture. I've had to rework my own life for this. And it's so valuable that I make, you know, when I go to another state or city, I plan ahead. I bring my food, or I know I'm going to a place where I can get it. That's how important it is to me. But again, I've been that sick. Those people that are watching The Truth About Cancer have been that sick.
Mm-hmm.
And they're that, you know, they will scratch and claw, find a way, because you want to live, you want to survive. But if you don't know the importance of food in this equation, then you can be convinced that GMO Pop-Tarts are nutritious, because they add some synthetic nutrients. Listen, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you to Polly Tommy. Thank you to Cap Morgan and Alex Jameson. And, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
Scott Bell Show.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.